starring Tommy Rettig as Jeff Miller, Jan Clayton as his mother, Ellen, George Cleveland as Gramps, and, of course, Lassie.
Where do you see any ice cream?
In the ice house. You made some today.
That's where it's gonna stay. One dessert at a time.
Where do you think you are, the Ritz?
Can I give Lassie a piece of pie?
I don't think pie's any good for dogs, honey.
Well, I tried.
Peabody's the name. Mr. Peabody. Mend pots, sharpen blades, wheelwright, tinker, jack of all trades. No job too big, no job too small. Just leave it to Lester. He does them all. What's your name, son?
Jeff Miller. And this is Lassie.
Well, now, real friendly, ain't she?
This is my mom.
Oh, pleased to meet you, ma'am.
How do you do? Would you like some pie and coffee?
Would you?
Well, a man would be a fool to turn it down.
Come on in, then.
Where, Mr. Peabody?
Good a wedge of pie as ever I ate, ma'am.
On account of you, Mr. Peabody, we got ice cream with it.
Oh, now, Jeff, would you like another piece?
Well, ma'am, now that you mention it.
Ain't nothing wrong with the appetite, is there?
No, sir. Two things I do good, eat and sleep. I'll be 73 next September and never had a sick day.
73? He's older than you, Gramps.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am.
Surely.
Gramps, maybe Mr. Peabody could help you mend the fence in the North Meadow.
Wire, stone, or split rail?
Wire.
What a fortunate coincidence. I happen to be the best wire man north of the Pecos, even if I do say so myself. I fenced in 10 acres single-handed one day from dawn to dusk.
10 acres?
11, come to think of it.
All right, tomorrow we'll see how good you are. I give you $3 a day, board and keep. You can bed down out there in the barn. There's a cot there.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
I'll show you where it is. You want to come now?
Just as soon as I finish this outstanding example of the culinary art.
They'll drive easier if you slam them a little, Mr. Miller.
Don't tell me how to drive staples. I've been driving them since I was a boy.
Ooh. Gotta be careful of that barbed wire, Mr. Miller. Come near losing my hand once on account of barbed wire. Blood poison set in. I'll be carrying that scar to my grave.
I thought you got that fighting Indians.
Huh? Oh,
Battle of Baldy Creek. 50 Indians, single-handed. You say you're 73 years old? When did they fight the Battle of Baldy Creek? 1881, when you were in diapers.
Sir, you are referring to the Battle of Upper Baldy Creek, and I was referring to the one at Lower Baldy.
Lower Baldy Creek? Never heard of it.
Mr. Miller, it stands to reason. If there's an Upper Baldy Creek, there's gotta be a Lower.
That does it. We're quitting.
Oh, shucks, we ain't half done yet.
We'll finish up tomorrow. Give you an extra day's work.
Much obliged, Mr. Miller. Much obliged.
And there, standing right there in front of me, as big as life, was General George E. Custer.
Your name happens to be George A. Custer.
Ah, you're right, sir. But us that knew him well called him Georgie. Now, where was I?
There he was standing, big as life.
Oh, yes. Well, Lester, he said. He always called me Lester. Lester, you done the United States Army the biggest service a man ever done it. So I'm pinning this here solid gold medal right here on your chest.
goodness, I'm going to bed.
Good night, Mr. Miller.
Good night, Gramps.
Well, here it is.
Gee, thanks. Can I try it on?
I don't see why not.
Jeff, time for bed.
Look, Mom, look at the leather belt Mr. Peabody made for me.
Oh, honey, it's beautiful. Come on, off to bed.
Oh, gee, do I have to go to bed now?
It's high time, don't you think?
Yeah, I guess so. Good night, Mom.
Good night, dear.
Good night, Mr. Peabody.
Good night, son.
Just what sort of magic powers do you possess, Mr. Peabody?
Well, boys just sort of like me, ma'am.
Well, I think it's my bedtime, too, Mr. Peabody.
You mind if I sit a while, ma'am?
Not at all. Just be sure and turn out the lights when you leave.
Yes, ma'am.
Good night.
Good night, ma'am.
What are you doing prowling around this time of night?
Prowling?
What's that you're hiding behind you?
Just an old piece of burlap. Well, Mr. Miller, you don't think that...
I've been thinking a lot of things. Good night.
Good night, sir.
Sure you have enough to eat, Mr. Peabody?
Yes, I'll do fine with what I got, ma'am.
Good. Jeff, when you finish, come on outside.
I've got a few things to tend to first, Mom.
Well, before you've got a few things to tend to, you've got to wipe the breakfast dishes, you've got to feed the pigs, you've got to clean the hen house, you've got to help me weed the garden. Then you can tend to a few things.
Golly. Mr. Peabody, how long's it going to take to finish wiring the fence?
Well, now that depends.
We'll finish today, you can bet your bottom dollar.
The only reason I asked is, I thought maybe if you got done early, you could take me swimming.
He ain't got no time to take you swimming.
Did Gramps say anything about you staying on and helping around the farm after the fence gets wired?
I don't recollect hearing nothing like that. Takes money, you know, to keep a hired hand.
Oh, Gramps has a lot of money.
Oh, he has, eh?
Sure. He needs some help around the farm because of his back. You asking, Mr. Peabody?
Well, now,
Oh, I know he wants you to stay. All you gotta do is ask him.
Hope the hen house is cleaner than you are. Did you feed the pigs? Did a good day's work today, sweetie.
Yeah, but I didn't get to see Mr. Peabody once all day. Not for 1 minute.
Oh, well, you'll see him at supper. He'll be ready about an hour. Why don't you go in and take a nice hot bath and get into some clean clothes?
A bath, too?
Yes, my love. A bath, too.
I wonder what Gramps is talking to Mr. Peabody about.
I haven't the slightest idea. You'll rub that design off the plate if you keep massaging it.
Golly!
Golly what?
I hope Gramps isn't going to send Mr. Peabody away.
Here's your wages.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. It's been real nice staying here with you folks, Mr. Miller. I got to be very fond of that boy, Jeff. Nice youngster. I see a lot of you in him, Mr. Miller. Knows his own mind and ain't afraid to speak up. You got no worry with that boy. No, sir.
Well, he's the best.
No argument there. Real upstanding youngster. I sure hope he don't take this wrong.
Don't take what wrong?
What did you see, Mr. Miller? I like that boy real well. And he's latched on to me since I've been here. Thinks I'm pretty big stuff. Well, that's all right. No harm. Just so long as it don't lead to trouble between you and him.
Hey, what are you driving at?
Well, I got a feeling if he ever finds out that you sent me packing, you're gonna come down a notch in his eyes. I sure don't want that to happen. So I'm suggesting that you tell him that I decided to move on.
Well, I guess there ain't no harm in that.
I just slip out the front way and then I won't run into him. And I'll be cleared out before dawn. It's been mighty nice meeting you and your family, Mr. Miller. Mighty nice. Take care, huh?
Gramps, where's Mr. Peabody?
He's leaving in the morning.
Leaving? Why?
Well, how should I know? Just said he had to be moving on, that's all.
Well, where is he now?
In the barn, I guess.
Mom, can I?
Why are you sending Mr. Peabody away? There's plenty for him to do.
Well, I just don't trust him.
You know what? I think you're jealous because Jeff likes him so much.
Oh, fiddlesticks. I saw him carrying something in the yard last night. Then I caught him prowling around the house. I just don't want him around here.
Oh, well, now, come on in.
Why are you leaving, Mr. Peabody?
Oh, well, the work's all done. Gotta move on.
There's plenty of work to be done on the farm. Gramps can't do much on account of his rheumatism. The cow's gotta be milked, corn's gotta be cultivated, and pretty soon we're gonna start butchering the pigs.
Oh, sure, there's always things to do around a farm.
Well, then why are you leaving?
Can you keep a secret? No, I guess I better not.
Oh, please, Mr. Peabody, I won't tell anybody. Cross my heart and hope to die.
Well.
Please.
All right, but you gotta swear not to breathe a word.
I swear.
The truth of the matter is, I've been staying here under false pretenses.
What's that mean?
It means I'm traveling incognito on account I'm on a secret mission.
Golly.
Yep. Mexican government sent me over here to find this fabulous buried treasure. And I found it.
Where is it?
Well, I ain't dug it up yet, but I'm figuring on doing that the first thing in the morning. I know where it is.
Is it near here?
Yeah, it's right across from the meadow where your Gramps and me was fence mending.
Golly. Could I help you dig it up, Mr. Peabody? Could I, please?
Well, I don't know.
Well, please, Mr. Peabody, please.
Well, I gotta do it at the crack of dawn. Don't want nobody to see us digging.
I'll be up. Honest, I will.
All right. But don't you breathe a word to nobody.
I won't. Not a word.
You better get to bed. Crack it on.
Good night, Mr. Peabody.
Good night, son.
Chops along in case we get hungry.
Oh, good idea. No sense waking up the folks. Let's push her out to the road and we can start her up from there.
Okay.
Morning.
Good morning, dear.
Did you hear the old rattle trap clearing out?
No.
Well, it must have been about dawn, I guess. Well, the old crew kept his promise anyway.
Breakfast is almost ready. I'll go get Jeff up.
All right.
Father! Father, come in here! Jeff!
What's the matter? What's the trouble?
Jeff's not here.
That's Peabody's doing. Now, I'll go find him. You call the constable.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Maybe we're jumping to conclusion.
Look, I told you in the first place I didn't trust that lying old skinflint.
George and Clay are bringing him back to the farm. You'd never believe the way it all happened.
They're here now, Jenny. Bye. Where's my boy? What have you done with my boy?
Now, ma'am, the boy's all right. Like I was telling the constable.
Never mind what you told the constable. Where's the boy?
Well,
oh, Mr. Peabody, haven't you any feelings?
Trouble is, ma'am, I got too much. Come on, I'll take you to him.
We'll go in my car.
Can I tell him, Mr. Peabody?
Not much of a secret no more.
I guess not. Well, Mr. Peabody had some trouble with his car. While he was fixing it, Lassie and I came in to start the digging.
Digging? Digging for what?
Buried treasure.
You had to bamboozle the boy right up to the last minute, didn't you?
I guess you won't be needing me. I'll wait in the car.
Thanks, Clay. Well, let's get you back to the house and try to get you cleaned up.
Come on, Lassie. Look, Mom! Look, Mr. Peabody! It's the treasure, the Mexican treasure! We found it just where you said it'd be! Golly! Look, Gramps! A real treasure! Diamonds and rubies and bracelets and rings and Mexican money and everything!
Don't look like much to me.
What's treasure to one man, Mr. Miller, ain't always treasure to another.
Goodbye, son. Goodbye, ma'am.
Goodbye, Mr. Peabody.
Goodbye, Mr. Miller. It's been real nice knowing you.
Goodbye, Laffy.
Mr. Peabody, what about the treasure? And what about the Mexican government?
Oh, the Mexican government.
Oh, they won't care. I've got a lot of other treasures to dig up for them. They won't ever miss this one. Take good care of yourself.
Certainly was nice of Mr. Peabody to let you keep all the treasure.
Yeah, I'm making a collar for Lassie out of these beads.
For Lassie?
Sure. Come here, Lassie. Come on. Say, Mom, you didn't think the treasure was real, did you?
Well, didn't you?
Of course not. I saw this box in Mr. Peabody's car the first day he got here.
Well, didn't you believe any of the things that he told you?
Aw, Mom, they were just stories like in a book or on the radio.
Oh, sure. Would you mind telling Gramps that?
Ellen?
Yes?
Where'd these come from? Found them in the sitting room.
Oh, I forgot to tell you. Mr. Peabody dug those up night before last and left them there. The night you caught him prowling. Jeff has something to tell you.
What?
Well, Gramps, I knew that this treasure wasn't real. I knew that Mr. Peabody planted the box there so that I'd think I was digging for buried treasure. I knew it all along.
Why in tarnation didn't you say so? Why didn't you show him up?
Because I was having fun, and I wanted Mr. Peabody to have some fun, too.